So let's jump right into the numbers today. As mentioned last week, Urs is not with us, but today we're going to be looking at the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report, as well as the Bank of Japan's interest rate decisions, some interesting movements there, and the Fed interest rate decision that took place yesterday. So as we jump into it, first let's talk about the Bank of Japan. They have, after 17 years, raised their interest rates. They're now out of the negative interest rate territory, and they have moved from a 0.1% interest rate to a 0 to 0.1 on the short-term lending. This is quite interesting to see because the Bank of Japan signaled their inflation rate and hitting the inflation rate of 2%. They're currently sitting at 2.2%. But they saw wage growth in the country grow by 5.28%. This outpaced their expectations, was at about 3%. And so they want to make sure that inflation continues in the right direction and hits that 2%. They also signaled that they're going to stop buying J-REITs and ETFs and start buying more of the Japanese government bonds. They also signaled that they would potentially raise rates higher. However, they want to be able to stay flexible enough to move in the right direction based off of the numbers that they're seeing coming out of the country. Moving to the Fed, we saw them hold interest rates stable at 5.25 to 5.5%. This is the fifth time they've done this. They signaled that they still want to cut the rates three times in 2024 by December, and that they would hope to do that also in 2025. However, as we've talked about here, there's been some underlying issues that the Fed needs to really watch out for in terms of remaining or holding their credibility as things progress. It's interesting to see the Fed kind of try to balance, you know, this good numbers coming out of the economy at the surface, but at the same time digging deeper into the numbers, seeing that some challenges could present themselves as things move forward. This is, I think, a fair approach for the Fed to really try to bring inflation down as it remains kind of sticky, and that kind of flows into our next topic, which is the consumer sentiment preliminary numbers coming out of the U.S. It actually ticked down, so consumer sentiment has now fallen for 3 months. It's still much higher than it was in November and December of 2023. However, people were a bit more pessimistic at the end of the year. However, with the Santa Claus kind of rally and boost in the economy that it saw in the final quarter of 2023, it was expected that there would be some higher sentiment coming into 2024. However, as some of these problems are starting to show in the numbers coming out of the U.S. economy, as we mentioned last week, consumers seem to be a little bit more hesitant. Personal finance, in looking at the consumer sentiment, there were some positive movements slightly in the personal finance. However, what kind of saw the pull down or the pullback from this consumer sentiment staying at its levels, which was expected, was the business climate. Also, a lot of participants in this consumer sentiment signaled that they were a bit hesitant to really give a projection of what the economy will do, and that they want to look to see how the election turns out in December. So we see here that the election year is weighing on the mind of the consumer and in which direction the economy will go. Further here, on this point, inflation, kind of their expectations stayed the same, that it'll be around 3% for 2024, and that it will be at 2.5% in 2025. So we see inflation, even in the sentiment, not hitting the target that the Fed wants. And here they have to do a good job to not let inflation resurge as it slightly started to tick up again, that they really make sure that they're heading in the right direction before they start these rate cuts and then have inflation really take off again, which would cause them to lose a bit of their credibility that they're trying to gain back. With that, next week, we're going to be talking about the manufacturing numbers coming out of China, Japan, and the US. So look for us next week, and Wars will be with us again.